Hey, welcome to the Infos Podcast. This is episode 82, Lego My Black Lion. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
Johnny's not feeling well today, guys, so send him good, healthy, healing thoughts, because he looks like he's about to fall asleep.
No, it's easier to do with my eyes closed, all right. Actually.
Do you want me to turn some of the lights off in here? Is it too
sure,
bright?
Sure, that all right, might hold work.
On. Why don't you talk for, to the
is
people
is that the
for a
switch
moment.
Here?
No.
Oh.
None of them are on switches. Come on.
We'll just do the clap. Clap on.
Hey, careful, they'll sue us.
No. I didn't finish the statement, so they can't.
Anyway.
Free advertisement. This episode is brought to you by...
So do you need penicillin with that?
No.
All right, guys.
I didn't say that we had the... I said this episode is brought to you by...
Okay, I got it. I get it now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get too deep into whatever this is, don't forget we have a Patreon page. Go check it out. There's some really cool levels of us giving shiz away and doing cool stuff for you. Some homemade goodness on some of it because we think we're creative. We're creative.
We think.
All right. So big week. Some cool stuff came out. We are going to finally talk about Voltron Legendary Defender season two from Netflix. But before we get into that, we have some sad news. It seems like we said that way too much in the last 6 months. We have some sad news to start out with. But Richard Hatch.
Do you end
away.
On sad news?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, you bring them down and then you bring them up.
Yeah, bring them down and then, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's all about black, green, red, blue, and yellow.
I don't
lions.
Know what you're talking about now.
Anyway, but no, Richard Hatch passed away. On
not
February
the 7th. Survivor champion Richard Hatch.
So okay, I don't know if you feel this way, but when I hear Richard Hatch, no matter what, I do not think the Survivor.
No,
died.
I don't either. No.
I saw Richard Hatch died, and I was like, "Crap, Apollo died."
Uh huh.
And I was like, "Well, at least we still have one Apollo left."
Yeah.
With Lee Pace or Lee Pace with. Jamie Bamber.
Yeah.
I mean, this sucks. He was 71 years old. He passed away in his home of pancreatic cancer.
I didn't realize
cancer.
He was that old.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me because I thought he was probably in his, like, early part of his 60s.
Yeah.
But, if you think about it, I mean, Battlestar Galactica was, what, 79?
Yeah, but, I mean, he seemed like when he did that show, he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he had replaced Michael Douglas on the streets of San Francisco, which was on in the early 70s. And I'm like reading that about him. And I'm like, you know, it says obviously Richard Hatch, 71 dead. And I'm
right.
like, oh, well, that makes sense that he was a young man during that period of time. I didn't realize that, you know, when he did Battlestar Galactica, he was in his 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad. I mean,
and, you know, I met him at a Dragon Con and I'm like, he didn't look like he was in his 60s.
No.
Guy was full of energy. I mean, you know,
I mean, you saw him on TV, he was full of energy.
Well,
I mean,
it's one of those things where when you see them on their shows mm-hmm. and that and then meet them, it's like some people are just there and then some people are very fan active.
And he was very fan active.
He was, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah he did like seminar panels where he would explain acting and the process.
Nice.
And that, and you know, he was very into making sure that people were educated about, you know, that type of stuff.
The craft.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about, too, when he came on to BSG, right?
On the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, you call the new one BSG and
sure.
the old one is Battlestar. At least that's how I refer
sure.
to it.
I just say classic.
Classic. Yeah. Classic and new Battlestar.
Classic Galactica.
When he came on, it was kind of like, what's he going to do? Who's he going to be?
Yeah.
And then he turned out to be this awesome, just
yeah.
rabble
he was very happy. Like at first he was not happy that they were producing this show,
right?
Because he had tried to convince Universal to do his version because he had produced like
right.
a short.
He wrote 5 books too,
yeah, but so. He had done this short and, like, you know, spent a lot of his own money and that and had people help him. And when they decided to go the way they went with Ronald Moore's, mm-hmm. he was like, you know, And then Ronald Moore went to him and said, hey, I've got a role I want you
yeah,
to play.
I've got the perfect thing for you.
And it was like, you know, he did the one episode and you were like, oh, okay, but he probably won't be back.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And he was very happy with doing that. Mm-hmm. But when they brought him back, he was excited mm-hmm. to be, you know.
Well, I mean, not only did Tom Zarek become like a mainstay of the political conversation that was the leadership
right,
of
yeah.
Battlestar Galactica, but if there was ever a character who was, I don't take the shits, I just disturb them kind of a character, yeah. it was Tom Zarek.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think Battlestar is, or BSG, is as strong if right. he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
And the scenes between him and Jamie Bamber were great. Oh, yeah. Because there was that little, like, kind of wink, like, hey, I was Apollo.
Yeah. Ah, right.
Ah. But, yeah. All right. So, yeah, it's sad, but, like, at least we have this stuff to go back and watch.
Right. And I mean, you know, the guy lived a full life, obviously. You know, cancer sucks. Or yep. as, you know, Amell Stephen says. Amell says, F cancer.
F it in the B, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then in other fun news, we got a full trailer release for Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And all the release news, it comes out on March 17th. Of this year, right mm-hmm. there in that same week that Daredevil usually comes out, right on Netflix. I loved this trailer.
It was fun.
This was... So, Luke Cage was dark.
Yeah.
Daredevil's dark. Jessica Jones is purple. You know, this was a little bit of levity, a little bit of light.
Right.
You know, Madame Gao was back. The effect for the Iron Fist, yeah. or the Flaming whatever... was great. You know, Rosario Dawson's little bit in there was awesome, and so having the Night Nurse, and you know, she's kind of the connective glue that holds us right. all together. I don't know how you feel. Like I feel like you and I have a little bit of a disservice because we're so into comics.
Right.
But I feel like more than anything, this one's flying under the radar.
Well, that's because it's not a well-known character.
Right.
So it's,
was Luke Cage a well-known character?
I think Luke Cage had more of a slight zeitgeist more than
was
Iron
Jessica
Fist.
Jones a well-known? I mean, like,
no.
I mean,
see,
the thing
like,
is with,
the only reason Jessica Jones is a well-known character is because she's a newer character.
I'll get on board with that.
And
but,
I mean, with Iron, I mean, Fist, Iron it's Fist, like, can you really go, man, I want to go back and read that story
well,
of Iron
no,
Fist,
but he's also on the very popular Disney XD Ultimate
well, right,
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I mean, and he's been a main character from day one as Danny Rand. He's called Danny Rand
right.
constantly. You know, it's one of those things where I think of outside of Daredevil,
yeah.
this is probably the one who has the most media exposure outside of comics.
Well,
of
but I mean,
the
Luke
other
Cage
defenders.
Was on Ultimate Spider-Man too.
Yeah, but he goes as Power Man.
Right.
We don't really call him Luke. You know, like,
but
so I'm
see,
just saying,
where,
I'm just saying as far as, you know, just brand name recognition, right? Iron
yeah.
Fist is Iron Fist.
Right.
Luke Cage is sometimes called Power Man. If you're not a comic book fan, you're not going to necessarily put those two things together.
No, what you got to do is say it, Sweet Christmas.
And it wasn't
I mean,
really,
seriously, Sweet Christmas
yeah,
is why
is
the,
okay.
why Luke Cage is more well-known than
okay.
Iron Fist.
But and I'm not taking anything away from any of those other series. I just think this one is flying under the radar, and I feel like this is one that maybe... I don't think it's not going to be bad because it doesn't look like it's
no,
going to be bad. But
it'll be bad.
It's also one of those things where I think it's going to have the lowest expectations of any of them.
That's good.
And I agree.
I mean, Daredevil season one, I didn't have high expectations.
Nobody did because we were all thinking of Batfleck as Daredevil at that point. Still,
I was, you know, even going back to, what was it, Rick Springfield playing him in the
oh,
Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot about
it's
that.
It's like, you know, you just, what you're exposed to and then what you get.
Yeah.
Are two different things. Yep. I mean, that's why, you know, at least with Jessica Jones and with Luke Cage and with Iron Fist, there has never been any live action version of those characters.
Absolutely.
So it helps those shows.
Right.
I mean, in all seriousness, it's like The Punisher. We've had, what, 3 movies? And the best Punisher has been John Bernthal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't dislike the Thomas Jane version of the Punisher.
Of all the 3 movies, I've only seen 2, and the Dolph Lundgren one is by far better than the Thomas Jane one.
But Thomas Jane was at least a version of the Punisher.
Yeah.
The Ray Stevenson one
I've
is
heard
just
numbers.
Hot garbage.
Yeah.
And what's his name? McNulty from The Wire. He was the in 300. He was the crappy senator.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget.
Did he play Jigsaw?
Name. Dominic West. Yeah, played Jigsaw. And wow. He was awful.
Like, I didn't know
the
that.
Affair. He was on The Affair. But yeah, it's just one of those things where
I like to think of him as from John Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. He played the villain pretty much.
Yeah.
The villain. It wasn't Mark Strong.
Yeah. 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 No kidding. Yeah, it's, man, I'm excited for it. I'm really, like, this is one
I'm
where
very
for me,
curious
I
to
have
see how
hopes.
Gal ties into yep. things.
Well, because, I mean,
and
we.
And then obviously, you think that Sigourney might show up in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Coulson.
Yeah.
Even. But for the first time, like, they made allusions to Iron Fist all the way back in Daredevil season
right.
one. And we haven't seen any of that until Claire pulled the Danny Rand Kung Fu Academy, whatever,
right.
you know, sticker at the end of Luke Cage. So,
we'll
I'm
see.
Definitely excited. I hope Mike Coulter shows up
yeah.
for a good chunk of the second half.
Yeah.
I would like to see the first half focused on him reestablishing himself in New York.
Right.
You know, it looks like we'll probably get like kind of like the Arrow type flashbacks of training.
Right.
And not spend a lot of time in Kunlun.
Right.
But, or however you say it. Did I say that? I said that.
I don't know.
Anyway. And then Finn Jones.
It's like saying Ladakh. You know, it's like, you know, any of these mystic places, it's kind of just call it what you call it until somebody corrects you.
Yeah, until someone corrects me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And then you had Finn Jones. From obviously
yeah.
Loras Tyrell, the Knight of Flowers, just looking like a badass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see his portrayal and, you know, see where it goes.
Yeah.
In this. Because the only, like, story that I remember ever reading of Iron Fist that I tell people is good is the one that Brubaker and, I can't remember who co-wrote it with him, but it was David Aja did the art. They're working on Hawkeye right now, I think.
Oh, Matt Fraction?
Yeah, Fraction yeah. and Brubaker. And then that was like a really cool story that's been 10, 15 years ago at this point.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's a fun story. That's a fun story just for the fact that if you don't know the character,
mm-hmm.
you're still entertained.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Yeah. So.
All righty then. But yeah, so definitely go watch the trailer though.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Yeah. It's definitely a fun one.
And then before we get into Voltron, I know you're not caught up on any of the superhero shows.
No.
The last two episodes of Arrow have been amazing.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to the next two episodes of The Flash probably more than anything I've looked forward to in the DC.
Is the guerrilla warfare yeah. thing coming?
Okay. Grodd is yeah. back. And then Legends was awesome with George Washington. Just
oh,
this
wow.
past week.
Okay.
And Supergirl gets better every week.
Okay.
Every single week, I cool. enjoy that show more and more. And I was a fan.
Did you see the casting news on that one?
With
Kevin Sorbo and Terry
yep.
Hatcher?
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah.
So I was trying to I was
Hercules and Lois Lane.
Yeah. So, and there was a cool preview thing. It's not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
But Brenda Strong, you know, she's a Luther.
Sure.
She opens this thing and it's the suit.
Oh yeah, I heard that they showed Lex's suit
from Super Friends.
Yeah, I heard that was showing up.
So that was a pretty cool just like
yeah,
moment.
Those are things that they can put out there that's not really spoilerish. It's like, you know, they've mentioned that Kevin Sorbo and Terry Hatcher might be playing Mon-El's
yep. parents.
Parents,
which are that's pretty cool.
So you know,
so, all right. So now on to the meat of the episode. So you finally watched Voltron.
Yeah.
It took you a little longer to watch it this time than
no
series
about
one.
The same time.
About the same.
Three, so. 4 days.
No, I mean just the time from when it came out till the time you watched
when
it.
I don't even remember when it came out. Did it just come out at the end of January?
Yeah, it was like the middle. It was like January 18th or 20th. So yeah, the end of January.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know. Usually you're on top of, you know, that a little more than I am.
A lot of things going on then.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah,
true,
very
yep.
true. I 100% love this season.
Uh-huh.
Even better than the first.
Less Robeast.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah.
I think the first season,
I mean, this only had one Robeast this
one or
season.
Two, yeah. Well,
Robeast and then...
the end.
Yeah, Zarkon's Voltron.
The Rose Zarkon.
Yeah.
But Rokon.
Volzarkon. There you go.
Vol.
Copyright. Volzarkon.
TM. Zartron.
Playmates, you won't be putting that on that action figure, will you?
Anyway, yeah, so season two, just kind of, we pick up right where they left off. They went into the wormhole, and...
How awesome was this?
Dude, the princess and...
Karan. Karan aging backwards.
Kept getting younger and younger and younger. And the mice, right? They kept changing to different animals. Yeah. Like, there was the point where they were snails, and they were, like, stuck to her face.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. But
the cows.
The
cows running around on the bridge.
Yeah. But Karan was the best part of that because he kept getting, like, as he got younger,
yeah,
he got a little different bit of an attitude.
Did you realize what they did with him? He was each of the five paladins. I told her that when we were watching, I said, do you realize that each time that he aged backwards, he was a different paladin? And she goes, now that you say that, he kind of was.
Yeah, actually, you're saying that. Because when he got all the way down to the baby, he was Lance.
No, that was Hunk. Yeah. Hunk was the baby.
Well, yeah, but
the one where he's...
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, but baby. Like the one where he's like the teenager, yeah, and that, I'm like, oh, well, that was Lance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious, though, because I was sitting there going, huh, he's actually being each of the paladins as he ages backwards.
Interesting. I mean, again, this vocal cast just shines.
Oh yeah,
all the way through. You know, Josh Keaton as Shiro.
Yeah.
I don't foresee Shiro being around a whole lot longer. There was a lot of foreshadowing.
Well, yeah, especially what happens in the finale.
True. Steve Yeun as Keith. You
which
know.
She didn't realize that was him. And I'm like, that's how good he is, that he doesn't sound like him.
So you didn't, I don't think you got far enough in core. Did you get far enough in core to see the first Avatar in season two?
Yeah.
With Juan?
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. When she goes into the...
Yeah.
Yeah, the realm and
so
that.
So he's Juan.
Right, yeah.
And like, so it's the same voice he uses, or similar voice he uses for that. But he's... Keith is my, like, Keith was always my favorite in the original, and I love the changes that they made to Keith this time.
Sure.
Especially, spoiler alert, he's a Galra, half Galra.
Half Galra.
So is his, okay, so the question is his mom human and his dad is Galra?
No, his dad.
But is that his dad?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, you know, because they kind of alluded
to. I kept telling her, I said, I bet he's Lothar.
And no, then
they,
well,
yeah, and then they mentioned Lothar at the end of the season, like, but I was like, I was like, that would be so awesome. If
I mean,
was
how
Lothar.
Cool would that be? Like, you know, they've done a good job. Like,
and I was like, that would
script.
Totally make sense of why he can control the Black Lion.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that was awesome when he was flying.
I think they're gonna write in that Zarkon had a daughter.
Yeah,
and that he is Zarkon's grandson.
Sure.
And I think that's the way they'll go with that.
Or he's Lothar's grandson. So, or son.
Yeah,
Lothar's, you know, something. But where,
or
like,
brother. I mean, you
well,
know.
Well, because I would think the guy who he thinks is his dad, it would make for a cool story if that was really his uncle.
Yeah.
And, like, Zarkon was his dad and killed his mom after she had him.
Yeah,
and they went
possible.
Into hiding, like you know, Luke and Leia. But, yeah. You know, Lance continues to be a great character.
Yeah.
Like, just. Everything
good comic relief.
Him
and Hunk are the good comic relief.
Well, in Tyler Labine, like in my book, in my book, Tyler Labine does no wrong.
Yeah.
I've loved him really ever since. I mean, for me, Reaper. But then I went back and watched.
Watch Invasion?
Yes, Invasion, and it's like
oh yeah.
Like, because I missed
that's
Invasion
the first thing
the first
I remember
around.
Seeing him in, and I was like, yeah, it's like, this
I knew,
guy's cool.
Well, and I knew he was in it, and that's why I went back and watched it. I loved him in Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
you know, Patient Zero himself.
Yep.
Spoilers. and then you
did
have,
you watch him in the one with Alan Tudyk?
Yes, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Yeah. I probably watched that movie 10 times.
That's hilarious.
You know, he's great. I actually like his show on Hulu. He's a medium, but he's
a
stoner.
Huh.
Deadbeat.
Oh, I have to check that one out.
It's 3 seasons.
Okay.
Totally worth watching. Great, great cameos in that show. And then you have Bex Taylor-Klaus as Pidge/Kate.
Yeah.
You know, who you might remember as Sin from Arrow.
Yeah.
She's on Scream.
Yeah, she's on Scream.
Scream now.
Yeah.
She does a great job with that just kind of amorphic, ambiguous voice where it's like, okay, is it a girl? Is it a guy?
She kind of plays that character in a lot of stuff. Yeah.
But with Pidge being, you know, I guess they all know she's a girl at this point.
Yeah, at this point they all know.
But she still lives as Pidge and she doesn't go as Katie or any of that stuff. So
I think that was her nickname anyway. So
yeah.
You know.
And then Kimberly Brooks is just so great.
Yeah.
As Allura. That's right, Allura.
Yeah.
I had a brain Princess fart there, Allura. Too. I like this version of her better.
Yeah.
Now I know we're eventually gonna get her in a lion.
Probably, yeah.
But seeing her be in 100% command of that castle starship thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason why I don't think she will be an Alien.
Like, I almost hope she's not.
I want an alien. I want them to, you know, there's so many alien races that popped up this year that I'm like, couldn't we get somebody that's not human?
Yeah, that would be neat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously there can be Galra.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, and that's something they need to go back and show who the other paladins were.
Yeah. I would like to see lions, that.
Yeah.
So
the history of the Voltron force.
That would be a great way to kick off like season 3.
So what episode was your like favorite, I guess, of this season?
That's a good one. I like Shiro's Escape, the third episode.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed this. I tend to like the third episodes of seasons.
Yeah.
Like especially these shortened seasons.
Yeah.
I liked the greening the cube. Where it was the, using tech.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But, like, through wood, through metal, through whatever it was.
Last season was them discovering their lions and discovering how to use their lions. This year is discovering what their lions can do.
And how they're connected to their lions.
Because when they crash on the water planet and Lance is like, my lion... is so much better when it's in water.
It's never moved this fast.
Yeah, it's like it's really going really good. And it's like, because you've just discovered that your lion is a water lion, pretty much.
A water element. And then like Keith with the red lion in the volcano, flying between the volcano and the black hole was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and discovering that he can control the black lion to a certain extent is like something that you're like, oh, well, this will have consequence down the line.
Well, like our buddy Daryl, right?
Yeah.
Like, we were watching pretty much at the same time, and he texted me foreshadowing, and that was it. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to be the pilot.
Yeah.
You know? And I actually, I found a little gif from the original of saying, it all formed the head.
Yeah.
And I sent that back to him. So, I don't know, man. Like, it's hard to pick one.
I like the mall.
The Space Mall was good.
The Space Mall was fun.
It was fun. It felt like an X-Men comic.
Yeah.
So, which, you know, I bring everything back.
Right.
But, Legion.
Well, just the whole... I haven't watched it yet, yeah.
So we're going to watch it tonight.
Yeah. Just the whole thing with Hunk actually being the chef that he wants to be. Yeah. It was like, this is hilarious.
Yep. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
And then all the sword fights.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's well documented here. I am a sucker for stuff with sword fights.
Yeah.
Which is why I've started watching Vikings finally.
Oh, cool.
But which David told me to watch it on Amazon because that's where the unrated episodes are.
Oh, already?
So
just a tidbit for everybody out there.
Yeah, just the heads up.
Yeah.
And I guess he said there it's just more violence and language and some nudity. So if you're offended by those things, go watch it on Hulu. Because it's all live on there too.
Right.
The sword fights and kind of learning about the Galra and like the secret society and
all the fifth column.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. But it was really, really just good and the ending was so satisfying.
They're really good at mixing the drama and comedy together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like fun to watch because of that, like when the what was his name, Osric or whatever, the one who helped Shiro escape, when he shows up and they're chasing him through the castle and Coran's doing a play-by-play and it's like, this is serious, but Coran's like, oh, the green line.
So the guy that plays Coran is a comedian
yeah
named Rhys Darby
yeah
and he's from New Zealand and he is hilarious. I think he was one of the Flight of the Conchord guys.
I think so. He was on an episode of X-Files, I remember.
Okay. And he had a great episode on Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
When they went to Australia. But yeah, I love him. His voice. And like,
and it's funny, like if you look at like all of them, it's like you look at him when he has the facial hair, he looks like Coran.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, they really like drew the character to look like him. And that, so yeah, Coran's a fun character, and you realize that he's older than you think he is.
Oh, well, I mean, him and Alara are both centuries old. Well, he's older than her,
because he gets the sweaties
or
whatever.
Oh, I forgot about the sweaties. When he's sliding everywhere.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, when what's their race? I forget their race.
Oh,
Altaian.
Yeah.
When an Altaian gets older, they get the sweaties.
The sweaties.
So they're literally like pouring sweat out to the point that it's puddles underneath them.
But it also doesn't necessarily drip off them.
Right.
It coats them in like a layer of moisture.
Right, yeah.
So for those of you who don't like the word moist.
Oh, nice.
He was very moist.
So yeah, it was quite fun to like watch, you know, what is happening to him. And him kind of going, oh, I am old, you know, because he's hanging out with a bunch of like kids and he's like, you know, I am getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And they super are, old. I mean, they're super old anyways, but you know.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the revelation of Hagar?
That was awesome.
Yeah. That she actually is not
that she
Agara.
Again, it, the way they flipped the things around.
Here. Yeah.
And it's not like, ooh, what a twist. It was, wait a second. Like, cause I for a second thought she was going to be human.
Yeah.
And I thought for a second she was going to be Keith's mom.
Yeah.
And then obviously that got blown completely out of the water. Allura's reaction, because when we found out Keith was Golra, she freaked out.
Yeah.
And she's like, screw you. I don't even know how you got a lion. Yeah. What are you even doing here? As a matter of fact, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Right.
And what's the term? She was throwing shade at him.
Right.
And, you know, he was like, what? I didn't know. I mean, I'm still Keith.
It's not my fault.
I'm still the baddest assest member of the Voltron Force there is. And, you know, I'm the best paladin going.
Right.
Why are you being a dick? And, you know, it took all the way into figuring out that she was
kind of
a
meme and, where it goes, hey, girl, I know I'm half Golra, but you still like me.
Well, and so that's interesting because they were starting to play up that relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what hurt her most. Right. And she's like, I'm starting to fall for this guy. Wait a second. His people wiped out my people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they weren't his people because he's human. He's more human than anything.
Well, and it makes you question now with Hagar being revealed as an Altaian, are there other Altaians out there?
Yeah.
And you know, she pointed out a good point that Hagar is the dark side of the magic of the Altaians, mm-hmm. and Allura is the light side of the magic, because it's like she kind of is using magic even though she doesn't know what she's doing.
Right, right. So, the quintessence.
Yes.
I love that word. Say the quintessence.
Yep.
But no, I loved also the whole scavenger hunt of the last three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Right? The having to go and find the crystals and having to work together. And
did you feel like there was a little bit of a tip to the hat to the Farscape thing in there?
Yes.
With the Bodong?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, this seems a little familiar.
You're watching, like, Brian freaked out watching this,
like,
TV.
Brian probably was, like, peeing himself on this one.
Like I said, it was just so good. You know, the whole Balmera.
Yeah.
With the crystals and the power that they had and the connection that she had to the crystals.
Right.
Which, you know, the Balmera being essentially Mogo,
if
you will, and when she helped save it at the peril of her own life, it rewarded her greatly with that gigantic crystal. And it's like,
it was
so just everything they did this season. And you know, it all served a greater purpose.
Yeah.
Right? it was all in just to the story. And so Joaquin DeSantos, who's one of the main producers on the show, you might remember him from Avatar and Korra and a lot of that stuff. And then Lauren Montgomery. They're the two like kind of main driving forces.
The Lauren, she worked on some of the DC animated movies, right?
Yeah, I mean, she did. Well, she did the Legion of Superheroes animated show.
Okay.
Or with Superman.
Oh, Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes? Okay.
And then she did the Superman Doomsday. She did New Frontier. The Wonder Woman, which is hands down the best DC animated movie ever. I mean, she is steep. She was on Avatar. She was on Korra as well.
Okay.
Batman Year One, which
and I know like the animation
faithful,
is
it's Studio Mir, just
Studio
like,
Mir.
But yeah.
Did it look like even more improved this year compared to the last year? Like they had more money to go
do crazy stuff.
I think
they had more time. You know,
I love the designs of some of those planets. I'm like, man, I just need screenshots of some of those planets because I'm like. This like it's like you're going on the level of Avatar but taking it to another level because you can go in outer space.
I mean on my Facebook page right now, my cover photo is that picture of the five of them where it's like the penciled out, like, you know, just a blown out with
light. That thing at the at the end battle,
you know. I sat there and I like because I you know I on my tablet I have an iPad and I can it's really easy to pull a screenshot off of there, and I sat there and I'm like pause screenshot blurry pause. Like I did it like 10 times before
you
I
got
found,
the
like,
perfect
well and like I got the perfect one and then or what I thought was the perfect one and then it didn't actually take the screen it did the thing but it was an all black screen. I was like
no
so then I had to start back over.
It just looked like more like they probably did they had more time and that because it looked more real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, the stuff in space with a lot of debris flying around and stuff.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, I'm sitting there watching, and I'm going, well, obviously, this is HD. But I'm like, this looks really, really good for HD.
I don't have a 4K television, but this looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, some of the scenes, it's like, you really could feel like it's 3D-ish, even. And it's like, you know, damn, they're really knocking it out of the park on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah. And I like that they didn't form Voltron a lot.
Did a lot with the lions on their own.
The lions on their own.
And, you know, one of the things that always bothered me about the original Voltron, and especially
the
Voltron,
end of every episode was, well, form Voltron!
Well, but also in Voltron Force, that just
I didn't watch that one, yeah.
I mean, come on. I'm a fanboy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the...
I'm a fanboy, but if I look at something and I see that it doesn't look good, I'm not going
to
waste my time.
I still wanted to watch it. Anyway. Yeah. But in the original and then Force, there were a lot of times where they would form up Voltron. It's like, why are you taking the time to form into this giant robot and not just fighting?
Right.
And they addressed that.
Yeah.
And it was
literally at one point they didn't have a lion. Well, so it was like, we're just going to have to fight.
Well, and they're like, because when Keith was in the yellow lion with Hunk.
Right.
And it's like, well, we don't have access to the red lion. Sorry. But even when they were fighting, you know, Zoltron or whatever at the end there was
Zarkon. Volzarkon.
But there was a point where Shira's like, we don't have time to form up. We just have to fight. You know. And they found that, you know, again, the deeper connections when the quintessence was pulled out of the lions,
right?
The fact that, you know, for the first time they had to really sit and like it was a very Zen thing, right?
They became Voltron.
They became the lions and they made Voltron that much stronger.
Sure.
And, just so good.
Yeah. It's like very curious to see where they're going to go with the Shiro thing. The disappearance.
I want to know why he's so important. I mean, we've gotten glimpses.
Because he's Anakin Skywalker.
He's got the fake arm.
Yes. Yes. Allura is Padme.
But Allura loves Keith.
Yeah, Padme loved Obi-Wan too. Didn't you realize that the Skywalker kids are actually Kenobis?
They're all Kenobis.
You can't even talk now.
That would be the greatest plot twist to find out in The Last Jedi that they're not actually Skywalkers, that it's Luke and Leia Kenobi.
That Ewan McGregor's ghost shows up and like, Luke, I have to tell you something.
Montel Williams' ghost shows up. Or Maury Povich's
ghost.
Darth Vader, you are not the father.
But what? No.
No. That was horrible. God. I apologize for that. Oh.
I think that would be funny, though. Like, you know, just out of nowhere, Obi-Wan's ghost shows up and it's Ewan McGregor and he goes, Luke, I have to tell you something that I have never told you because I always don't tell you something. Because
I'm a cryptic ass like Gandalf and Dumbledore.
Anakin really wasn't your father. I am your father.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Why did you lie to me?
Dude, how pissed would you be, would Luke be, to find out that his dad was like just, you know, a few miles away from him.
The whole time.
He had to grow up on a freaking moisture farm.
With his uncle, who wasn't really his uncle at that point.
Yeah. So, yeah, you thought Joel Edgerton could have taught him some, like, MMA or something.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Let's get back on the Voltron train.
Anyway, yeah. Well, you derailed the Voltron train. So, thank you very much. Because, first off, I'm glad I didn't have any of my tea in my mouth.
Yeah.
When you said that I would have
sprayed the board.
All over the board.
No, I think that Shiro does have
a connection.
A destiny.
A destiny?
A destiny. He's not a McFly. Shiro McFly.
We haven't been drinking.
This is derailed totally. No, I honestly think like that Shiro will have a major like thing coming.
Yeah.
But I think that of all those, you know, even though Keith is a Galra, mm-hmm. and, you know, Pidge is looking for her brother and her father,
yeah.
Shiro has a destiny.
Hunk is just looking to be a chef.
Hunk's just looking for food. I mean, come on. Dude's hungry all the time. He wants a calzone and a burrito. He wants a burrito zone.
A calrito.
Calrito. Hell yeah.
TM. man, we trademarked so much stuff this episode. We're going to be rich.
Yeah.
I wonder how you make it.
You know what? If they want to use that on Voltron, that's cool. But just give me a little credit at the end.
No, I don't even need credit. Just give me the episodes early.
Just like draw me as an alien.
So just yourself?
Yes, exactly.
With horns.
Yeah, me and Hunk can hang out for a minute.
There you go.
There you go.
We'll
have a Calrito together. At the Space Mall.
Space Mall.
I want them to go back there again, except I want the crew to run into, like, Space Valley Girls.
They need to run into the car paladins.
Oh, yeah.
And be like,
they're setting that up.
And be like,
they are seriously setting that up.
We're the lions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
we were there first.
When you're alive.
Nice.
That can be the musical episode.
Nice. We don't need to.
I know. I'm kidding. But no, they can show up.
No, but do you feel like they're setting that up too?
God, I hope not. I hate it.
No. But in all seriousness, when Pidge sees her brother and he's with a bunch of like people, I'm like, are they setting the Voltron vehicles up, but they're going to do it different?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm like, maybe. Or they could go with the three Voltrons that was the other Voltron that never got a cartoon.
True.
If you remember that one.
I don't.
I'll send you pictures later.
Was it lizards?
No, it was three robots that would form into like a six-armed robot.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Dinosaur Voltron.
Oh, God. Everything's becoming Transformers now.
Anyway.
Voltron Beast Wars.
Except for it's the opposite, right?
What?
They're like animals that combine to turn into one big, I don't know.
Oh, you want like animals that turn into a dinosaur?
Yeah, whatever.
So like one will be a bird, one will be an alligator. Yeah, it would make
and
sense.
They form like
everything
a T-Rex
that descends from a dinosaur? No, you can't do T-Rex.
With a little tiny sword.
Giant space raptor.
There you go.
Yeah.
They need one like a giant, what was it?
Yeah, if you could do a Voltron, you know, and we're kind of getting off the show, but you know, we've talked enough.
We love the show.
show.
It's five mini lion bots out of five mini lion bots.
If you could say, like, you have your lion force.
Okay.
You don't like the vehicles. What if they could do another animal? What would you want?
Bats.
No, bats?
I'm kidding.
I was like, that actually would be kind of cool.
Ducks. And it could look like Gizmo Duck from DuckTales. Okay. With the wheel and okay. everything.
All right. That's sad. That's sad.
And then they could say, when the going gets tough, ducks fly together. Oh. And they can quack.
This will be our last episode and for a while.
And Emilio Estevez.
I'm bleeding out of my eyes at this point.
He can be the guy that coaches.
So you want Emilio Estevez to play the voice of one of the characters?
Yeah, like he's their Quran.
Oh, all right.
Quran, how do you say it? No, I'm kidding.
Quran.
Thank you. No, of any animal, like I think you would have to have a quadruped. Like,
what
makes
you?
Them? I don't know because, like,
I mean, it's cool for the running scenes and all that.
Like,
but
if you did like a biped where it was like gorillas,
yeah,
those could be kind of cool because you know I think giant flying gorillas would be awesome.
Yeah,
I think something with wings is just too. There's too much going on there.
Yeah,
You couldn't adequately make an arm or a leg.
Right.
Or
would it have to be something fast, though? Does it have to be something fast?
No, I don't think it does, because I think you could do something strong.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like Voltron lions are...
So do you have something?
The speed... I'm thinking gorillas.
Gorillas.
Yeah.
Elephants. Elephant force. Think about it.
I am thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Because the black elephant would have the giant tusk. Coming out? Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just wonder how you would work the snout thing.
That's easy because it's all a robot. So,
but
you know.
There'd be like four of those. So would those be like you know, out there?
Oh, no. When they would form Voltron, those things would form
like the tails
up
get,
into the
like
go
the,
in.
Like the
and
tails
all that.
Get
yeah.
sucked in
yeah.
and come back. What about pigs?
Pigs would be cool, too.
It'd be adorable.
They'll eat anything, so.
But only as long as they're not moving.
We really have gone off the track, but I do. I would be curious to see like an idea for a different design with a different animal.
Yeah, I agree.
Like my picks, if I had to pick like a few,
yeah,
I would pick elephants.
Yeah,
I do like gorilla. The gorilla idea is kind of cool. Bison would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Or buffaloes? Buffaloes or bison?
I disagree, and I just kicked the table.
Yeah, you kicked the table, totally.
I don't know about the bison.
Like bison or buffalo type beast?
If I'm going to go with something like that, I'm thinking, or like a four-legged thing like that, I'm thinking like antelope?
Yeah.
Or a gazelle? Well, I guess gazelles. Well, a gazelle's more like a lion.
Then
anyway.
You may as well just throw a cheetah in there and say, you know.
What if it was? Well, then it's a megazord. I was gonna say if it's a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah,
of animals.
You're doing megazord.
But
yeah,
I like the elephants.
Yeah,
I like gorillas.
The elephant Voltron would be bigger than the lion Voltron.
Well,
like literally
like
size
would
be
bigger, like probably like four times. It would have to be like four times the size. And I think each elephant would have to have a pilot and a co-pilot then.
That would be cool.
Like, I think because as it gets bigger, because I think the gorilla would be bigger as well. But, yeah, we're just conjecturing at this point.
Oh, I just, you know, you watch the show and you imagine,
now, would you
like,
use the same color scheme with the black, the red, the blue, the
I think
green,
I would change it up.
And the yellow?
I think I would change it up.
Like, I'm thinking, like, I'd want to see, like, a purple one in there just for the grape ape jokes.
You want a grape ape?
You know, like, you know, I think you go, like, you know, away from the primary colors, right? You go, like, you have a purple, you have a...
An orange.
Yeah. Yeah. But a deep orange, like that's not mistaken for yellow or red. Because sometimes Hunk's lion looks orange.
You're doing Roy G. Biv.
Right.
So you've already got a red lion, a yellow lion.
Blue lion.
Black lion, mm-hmm. red lion.
Right.
Why haven't they thought of the Voltron Green Lantern crossover yet?
Write it off. Spec script. Get Christian to draw it for you.
Trademark.
But no, All right, so we've gone completely off the rails. Yeah, Voltron's awesome. Watch it.
Yeah, this isn't one where we want to spoil a lot, but it was...
We
spoiled
quite a bit.
We spoiled enough, but it's one of those things where definitely check it out and watch it.
I tell you what, too, as someone
when's
who...
When's season 3 watched, coming?
I do not know. I couldn't
when did
find
season
that.
1 happen? Was that in the middle of the summer last year?
Yeah.
So are we going to get season 3 at the end of this year? Hopefully.
I hope so. Premiered on... It was June 10th, and it was 11 episodes.
So 6 months.
And then this was season 2, and they have not announced season 3 yet.
Because it's already done, and they're ready to put it out.
Well, I think so. I mean, like, season 2, like, I have on good authority.
Yeah.
Of someone who talked to Joaquin DeSantos that we both know. That season 2 was done before season 1 aired.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
But
yeah. I do hope that every 6 months would be great.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So
give us a little Thanksgiving Christmas present there, Joaquin. And if you want to come on the show, come on the show.
Voltron love. We'll talk about Korra, Johnny.
Brian will talk to you for hours about Avatar, Korra, and Voltron. So.
I would literally say I wouldn't talk about anything but Korra.
Yeah. Is that your favorite of them?
No, I mean, of the Avatar ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, Korra's. I loved Avatar, don't get me wrong. But I'm just, everything about Korra I enjoyed, like, to just another degree.
Oh, okay.
Now, the final movie that was Avatar, I mean, we had a whole episode about Avatar. But that final battle between Azula and Zuko is one of my, like, four favorite, like, scenes in television history.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
That'd be a good podcast to do. Like, our favorite just scenes. Like, our favorite...
Write it down.
Yeah, it's on the list. All right, on that note, I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
This is the Infamous Podcast, episode 82. You can find us online at infamouspodcast.com. If you have questions, contact us over email or Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Our email is contact@infamouspodcast.com, keeping it really simple. On all those three social networks I just mentioned, we're just Infamous Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for branding? Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we picked the name.
Use that marketing degree for something.
Something. And that being said, you can find me on most social networks at Brian Tudor. No, I do not do magic tricks. But
I can do a magic trick with a pencil, though. You don't do magic tricks?
No, I'm not that Brian Tudor.
Damn it.
Anyway, you can find Johnny on Twitter and Instagram. It's really the same thing. Johnny Podorf on both of them.
If you find me on there, I might do a magic trick.
And on that note, go find your lion and leave my black lion alone.
Quit whining about your black lion. Damn.
Love the black lion.
You know what? You had that lion like 10,000 years ago. Let somebody else play with the damn thing.
All right. Whenever you listen to this, have a good day,
night,
morning.
I want my lion.
Weekend.
That's what he sounded like. I want my lion back.
Give it.
Damn human taking my lion.
All right. Later.